Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Friday, August 20, 2021 is Shuttle Centaur. Shuttle Centaur was a version of the Centaur upper stage rocket designed to be carried aloft inside the space shuttle and used to launch satellites into high Earth orbits or probes into deep space. Two variants were developed, Centaur G Prime, which was planned to launch the Galileo and Ulysses robotic probes to Jupiter, and Centaur G, a shortened version planned for use with United States Department of Defense MILSTAR satellites and the Magellan Venus probe. The powerful Centaur upper stage allowed for heavier deep space probes, and for them to reach Jupiter sooner, prolonging the operational life of the spacecraft. However, neither variant ever flew on a shuttle. Support for the project came from the United States Air Force, USAF, and the National Reconnaissance Office, which asserted that its classified satellites required the power of Centaur. The USAF agreed to pay half the design and development costs of Centaur G, and the National Air and Space Administration, NASA, paid the other half. Both versions were cradled in the reusable Centaur Integrated Support System, CISS. An aluminum structure that handled communications between the space shuttle and the Centaur. All Centaur rockets periodically vented hydrogen, which needs to be stored below -253 degrees Celsius, -423 degrees Fahrenheit, to keep it from boiling. Two shuttle Centaur missions were scheduled, with 1-hour launch window 6 days apart, so two separate spacecraft and launch pads were required. The space shuttle's Challenger and Atlantis were modified to carry the CIS. The space shuttle main engines would have been run at 109% of the original design thrust. The payloads needed to be deployed on the first day in orbit, so the missions would be flown by four-person crews composed of astronauts who had already flown in space and were known to not suffer from space adaptation syndrome. The first Centaur G Prime was rolled out from the General Dynamics factory in Carney Mesa, San Diego, on August 13, 1985. Just months before the shuttle Centaur was scheduled to fly, the Challenger disaster occurred, and the project was cancelled. The Galileo and Ulysses probes were ultimately launched using the much less powerful solid-fueled inertial upper stage, IUS, Galileo needing multiple gravitational assists from Venus and Earth to reach Jupiter. The USAF made it a variant of the Centaur G Prime upper stage with its Titan rocket to produce the Titan IV, which made its first flight in 1994. Over the next 18 years, Titan IV and Centaur G Prime placed 18 military satellites in orbit. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 0:39 UTC on Friday, August 20, 2021. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Shuttle Centaur. This podcast is produced by Abul Smay Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTD Pod on Twitter. Abul Smay Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Joey Standard. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.